There was a very unusual meeting today at a naval brig in Charleston, South Carolina. For the first time, a U.S. citizen who was captured in Afghanistan and held without charges for more than 2 years met with a lawyer. The government says Yasser Issam Hamdi is a Taliban foot soldier and has declared him an enemy combatant. The military says it is through interrogating him, and that's why he was allowed to see a lawyer. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The one-hour meeting between Yasser Hamdi and his lawyer, Frank Dunham, was riddled with all the secrecy and uncertainty that has surrounded this case for more than 2 years. Dunham says he agreed to play by the Pentagon's rules in order to see the 22-year-old Hamdi. Dunham says one of the conditions was that the meeting would not be private.
Everything we said was listened to by the Navy commander who was sitting at my elbow and was being recorded and videotaped. And monitored by somebody outside the room.
Dunham says the decision to allow him to meet with Hamdi came from the Pentagon. He says the military had finished its intelligence debriefings of Hamdi, but that issue was to be avoided.
They did not want me talking about their intelligence sources and methods, which means the way they've been treating him since the time they took him into their custody. So that whole subject area was off limits.
Dunham declined to reveal what he and Hamdi did talk about or describe Hamdi's demeanor. However, the public defender said that it was clear that his client had been unaware he had a lawyer, or that the U.S. Supreme Court recently agreed to hear an appeal filed on his behalf, challenging whether the government has the power to detain him indefinitely. Hamdi has been kept in isolation, has never been charged with a crime, nor with a violation of the laws of war, and has never been given a hearing. Major Michael Shavers, a Pentagon spokesman, says Hamdi is considered an enemy combatant. Shavers says that gives the government the right to detain him indefinitely.
The president, as commander-in-chief in a war situation, does have authority to detain enemy combatants in an effort to prevent them from taking up arms against the United States or continuing to fight against the United States, and that's the case that you have with Hamdi.
But others question whether his detention is constitutional because Hamdi is a U.S. citizen. He was born in Louisiana to Saudi parents. Eugene Fidel, a lawyer and a specialist in military law, says given that, it's still to be determined whether the president does have the power to authorize Hamdi's open-ended detention.
As a U.S. citizen, there is a substantial question as to whether the president has that right, and that is one of the questions that's going to be presented to the Supreme Court.
Fidel says Hamdi should be guaranteed the same due process, the right to have legal representation and a trial, as any American would be given. But the government says this is different because it's fighting a war on terrorism. Major Shavers again.
What you have to understand is that the war on terrorism is ongoing, and under the rules of war, international rules, in fact, it is authorized to hold enemy combatants until combat is over.
But Attorney Fidel says there is no end in sight on the war on terrorism. It's unlikely two sides will sit down at a table and sign a peace treaty. Fidel says the government has to make some decision about Hamdi and other enemy combatants.
I think the notion that some charges have to be put on the table instead of holding a U.S. citizen indefinitely, possibly until the end of time, if you really believe that the war on terrorism is an eternal proposition, is going to be unacceptable.
In the meantime, Hamdi's status is still uncertain. The Pentagon will not say whether he will be charged anytime soon or how long he'll be held. Hamdi's lawyer says he only hopes he'll be able to see his client again sometime soon. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.